This is Apollo Control, 101 hours, 56 minutes, ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 16. Less than 2 minutes prior to acquisition of signal with Orion and Casper coming around from the rear face of the moon on the 15th revolution. As the conversation begins with the crew, the word that the rear go for landing will be passed up to the crew. Apparently, during the simulations here and at Downey, California, it has been determined that the oscillations in the backup control system, which controls the motion of the large engine on the service propulsion system, would present no structural hazard to the spacecraft. The backup system is go at this time, and we've had no problem at all with the primary system, the GNN system as it's called. To repeat again, the preliminary times for command module circularization burn would be 103.22.05 for the power descent initiation. 104.17.20. Standing by for acquisition some 20 seconds from now.
Stand by, Buck.
10 seconds away. New flight control team schedule being posted on one of the IDA 4 projectors. Again, and you hear noise on the downlink, waiting for confirmation from the network controller that we have solid lock on with the spacecraft.
We got AOS, let's
wait. Orion, this is Houston.
Hello, Houston.
Roger, I have some switches and circuit breakers we want you to take care of to try to improve the comm situation. I'll give them to you as soon as you're ready to copy. Okay, we want on panel 12, track mode switch off. On panel 16, primary transmitter and receiver circuit breaker open. S-band antenna heater circuit breaker open. S-band antenna comm circuit breaker open. And primary S-band power amplifier open. Then on panel 11, AC bus S-band antenna open. Over.
Okay, turn off the track mode, mode 12, track mode off. Is that right, Jim?
That's right, track mode switch off on panel 12.
Okay, you'll have to find another name for that switch. Oh, okay, we got it.
It's been a long day. And did you copy those circuit breakers, Charlie?
Yeah, he's got them. We're getting them now.
Okay, and you do have a go for another try here at EDI on Rev 16. And I have some words on that problem with the TVC whenever y'all are ready to copy.
Well, I'm all ears. I don't know about Ken.
We're good.
Okay, Orion can always tell Casper what his problem is, but it looks like an open circuit in the rate feedback and your servo loop. We run exhaustive tests down here on the west coast and east coast, on controllability aspects and structural aspects, and everything looks satisfactory. On Apollo 9, we ran a similar test was run, as you probably remember. And if such a problem did occur up there, you could expect oscillations, of course, of the gimbal, but you could expect a steady attitude. It would be a limit cycle. So we're convinced down here that we have a satisfactory control mode if we have to revert to that one. Over.
Understand.
And I hope Jasper copy.
Okay, Jim, one thing.
Does it become mutually stable at some amplitude, Jim?
That's affirmative, Ken.
Okay, that must be some number bigger than what I looked at. And the only other question I had is there any connection between this, in your mind, and the longer duration of the long time?
Okay, the answer to that, Ken, is negative.
Good, thank you.